Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perove. So very pleased to introduce you to Kendra Noseworthy, who is the volunteer coordinator with the Distress Center of Lanark, Leeds, and Grenville. Kendra, thank you so much for joining us on In Focus.
Thank you for having me.
It's a distinct pleasure. And boy, let me tell you, a distress center certainly must be busy over the past couple of years, to put it mildly.
Yes, it definitely has. Of course, we've been met with some challenges, but we're able to overcome them. And even, we are coming out of the pandemic, but our calls are still increasing steadily. So
I was going to say, that's really, a lot of people, I think, expected to see that, to see the calls, throughout the pandemic. And then there were warnings that they could continue because it really is lasting effects. You're talking about deep ripples in this pandemic ocean.
Yes. And there are still a number of people who are nervous to go out into the public just for fear of getting COVID. So we're still dealing with a lot of isolation and loneliness.
Can you tell us a little bit about the distress center itself? How long has it been around? What type of cases do you deal with, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, of course. So we've been around just shy of 30 years, actually. We'll be hitting 30 next year, which is fantastic. And we deal with a wide range of calls. We never turn anybody away. So whether it's just somebody that needs to call in to discuss, maybe a personal issue that they're trying to work through, or it's a crisis call. So there's really a wide range and we never turn anyone away. There's never, there's no issue too small for us.
Has it become more prevalent in recent years as people have been kind of combating the stigma that goes along with mental health, and people have been encouraging others to reach out for help? Are you seeing an increase in volume in that regard? It's kind of hard to judge with the pandemic.
Yes, we have. So we do offer two different types of services. So our first service is the Distress Line, which is a call-in service that is available to anybody in the community that just needs someone to talk to. Our second service is our Warm Line service, which is a prevention-based outreach service for individuals that are referred to our program. So in that case, our volunteers can provide medication reminders, check-in calls, and support calls, which both of these services has increased significantly.
I can imagine that it certainly would have at this point. Wow, what a great mm-hmm. service. I think that's part of the education portion that groups such as yours really go through is wanting to find different ways to get the word out. A that you're there, and B, what you offer. But I'm guessing that you've had a certain level of success in doing that, because here you are 30 years into the into its existence, right?
Yes, we have had some success. There are still a lot of people that aren't familiar with our program, and it's free, which is really beneficial for a lot of people in our communities.
Yeah. And again, it's one of those, almost like a hidden gem in the community.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know about it, I'll be honest with you. And I've done dozens of interviews when it comes to mental health and so on. And I may have heard of it in passing or whatever, but then, when you reached out and you told us what you were looking for, I'm like, well, of course. And really it's one of those things now where if you get in front of people enough, eventually you're going to reach someone. Because sometimes, and you would know this very well, it takes multiple attempts to connect with someone who needs to reach out for help.
Yes, it does.
And you have people there who sort of specialize in how to help these people when they call in, correct?
Yes. So although our volunteers do not provide clinical advice, they are all trained in our active listening model to help our callers identify any barriers and just help them support and just help support them through it. Help them, you know, come up with their own solutions that really just work for them and nobody else. Our volunteers can also provide information regarding different resources that are available to them just for some extra support.
And I mean, that's awesome. It really is. Now, before we get into a call for volunteers, because you are looking for volunteers, tell us, how long have you been with the Distress Center and what was it that brought you to this particular line of work?
Well, so I've actually, so the Distress Center is in partnership with Developmental Services of Lees and Granville and Lanark, Lees and Granville Addictions and Mental Health. So I've in fact been with DSLG for almost 11 years, and I've been with the Distress Center specifically for 7 years now. And I kind of just stumbled into it like you, even though I worked for DSLG for a while, I wasn't aware of this service that we offered. I found it very intriguing. I have this need to want to help people, want to support people. And I had an opportunity to for a part-time position. So I applied for it, and it's honestly just been wonderful. I absolutely love being able to train volunteers, train them on how to support and help people. And then just watch, you know, our volunteers grow and our callers grow over the years.
Has it changed you as a person? Have you sort of taken a look at things through a bit of a different lens now?
Yes, it does. Once you, you know, once you start talking to these people and you kind of hear what they're going through and what challenges that they're going through, it kind of makes you a lot less judgmental and just kind of helps you understand all the different issues or different things that people are going through. You know, it makes you really just want to kind of help them any way that you can.
Do you look at different people now and wonder, you know, maybe there's something a little bit more going on and that's why this person is acting this way in certain situations?
Yes, it just, it makes things a lot more, for me, I have an easier time understanding why people are doing the things that they do and kind of what kind of things have impacted their life and impacted the choices that they have made.
It sounds like, and I'm not saying you weren't before, but it sounds like it's increased your empathy.
It has, yes. You have to be very empathetic on this line because, you know, it's hard. It's hard for them. And it's hard hearing what they're going through. And you have to be able to put yourself in their situation to really understand and to understand what it is that they're going through.
And the reason I ask you this and get you to share this is because you are looking for volunteers.
We are,
yeah. For the Distress Center of Lanark, Leeds and Granville. And that's just one type of person that would certainly fit in nicely with it. You're looking for people of all walks of life, aren't you?
We are. You know, we do all the training that they would absolutely need to be successful on the distress line. As long as you are empathetic and you are wanting to help, then we will work with you. We will do whatever needed to make sure that you're successful.
What is the training like? Because I can imagine a lot of people would be, you know, wondering, what am I getting myself into or what would I potentially get myself into? And what is the commitment that you'd be looking for some of these people?
So as for training, it is a little bit of a process to become a volunteer. It's very much like a job. We do an interview with you. You do have to provide references, a police check. And then once we get through that process, you will, the volunteer will have one-on-one training with myself or with my coworker, Katie Holmes. There's usually about 3 training sessions one-on-one with us, and then they will have 3 training shifts with other experienced volunteers. We also provide ongoing training throughout the year. Katie and I are also assist trainers, which is applied suicide intervention skills training. So we do ensure that our volunteers do have that training in the event that someone does call in that has suicidal ideation.
And I was going to ask you, you know, it can probably get pretty serious there. So yes, you have to be really willing to commit yourself to not only the, you know, the volunteer position, but also the process.
Yes, it can be a big commitment, but all we ever ask is for just one shift a month. And we allow our volunteers to book their own shifts just because it's easier for them. It's easier for us. They're busy. They have busy lives. They're working. And we understand that. So we don't ask for a big commitment. It's just one shift a month.
Is there a certain age you have to be in order to take part?
Yes. So you do have to be 18 and over, just given the, you know, the type of calls that we do answer, and, you know, the stress that does come with some of these calls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I bet you, you know, you would absolutely love it if you had a mix of younger and older people coming forward to volunteer. Because yes. I'm sure that the calls that you get to the distress center vary.
They do, yeah. Yeah, so we have a wide range of ages. So we, you know, we accept calls from youth right into like elderly. We do have a lot of seniors on our warm line list for check-in and support calls. A lot of the times they're just lonely and they haven't had anyone to talk to. So we can help kind of fill that void for them.
Excellent. Well, if anyone is who's listening right now would like to find out a little bit more about this and then perhaps pursue it as a volunteer opportunity, what's the best way for them to go about doing so, Kendra?
Yeah, so they can go to our website, which is just www.developmentalservices.com, or they can reach out to Katie or myself at 613-345-1290. And then we can just get the process started that way.
And for anyone listening too, who may be even more curious about the services that are offered, what is the distress line? What is the number?
Yeah, so our number is 1-800-465-4442. And it is open from 5 p.m. to midnight, 365 days. So we're never closed.
Excellent. I appreciate your time today, Kendra. I know it is not the last time that we are going to be speaking. We will be talking to you a little bit more, offering some advice, some tips, and talking more about the services that are offered from the Distress Center of Lanark, Leeds, and Grenville. We look forward to this new relationship. Thank you for being here.
Yes, no, thank you. This was wonderful, and we really do appreciate it.
You're very welcome. We've been speaking with the volunteer coordinator of the Distress Center of Lanark, Leeds, and Grenville, Kendra Noseworthy, on this edition of In Focus. You can find out more at our website, lanarkleedstoday.ca. We've got the distress line going up there. We've also got the website that Kendra mentioned and the phone number to call if you are interested in becoming a volunteer. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.